Right, so due to COVID-19, many places, many shores have been closed for a couple of months. And in some places, they recently started outdoor minyanim. Again, which is a separate discussion, is can you have an out? You can definitely have an outdoor minyan. The question is our porch minyanim okay? Are people in different yards okay? In other words, it's a separate topic. What's considered a tzirif la'asara or not? But we won't go into that question right now. But that is a question. So let's assume you have a tzirif. Let's assume we count it as a minyan. So whether some people started outside and didn't, but they don't have Torahs. So, and some people are going right back inside. So the question is, let's assume the last reading in Shul was Parshas Kisisa. I'm just using what happened to me. So therefore, from Vayakel Pukude, I missed. And we went back to Shul this week, Parshas Bahaloscha. So the question is, in Shul, let's assume everyone's in my situation, which they should be, because you can't leave the country or go anywhere. But so the question is, this coming Shabbos, what do we do? We miss, is there any way to make up, should we, can we, in other words, are you obligated to make up all the parshas? Is it mutzer to? How many you're allowed to? So the different sheets is on the matter, as you can imagine. So we'll begin with one of the earliest sources on the topic, the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah, he had a case, I think it was in Cologne. So either Cologne, Germany, or Cologne, France. Because I heard different people quoted in different... Let's say it was in Europe. So he had a case in Cologne. It doesn't make a difference where it was. And what happened was they went to Shul, and something happened. And whatever reason, they didn't get to read Kriya Satora that week. And now they all came back next Shabbos. And I think their case was Emor. They missed Parshas Emor Ela Kohanim. And now they're coming back, it's Parshas Bahar. So they wanted to know, what should they do? Should they just read Bahar? Do they go back to Emor? So the Or Zeruah quotes from the Bali Tosvis that they went back and they read both Parshios. They read Parshas Emor, and they read Parshas Bahar. So from there we see they made up the Parsha, right? So that we see, so minimally we, from these first couple of lines of the Or Zeruah, we see that it seems to be if you missed one Parsha, you'd read two. It doesn't tell me anything. Let's say I missed three parshios, or four parshios, or a whole book. But all we know, you know, one kedingzach on, well, because that's all the case was. We don't know if he would have said to go back and read 10 parshios or two. So from up until this point, you could bring a proof either way. I'm bringing this up because there will be, and then so the Or Zeruah goes on and he says, and then he continues and says. That, and the institution, this is the long Or Zeruah, as we'll see. Many of the poskim Rishonim only had the shortened version from the Sefer Agudah. They had someone quoting the Or Zeruah. They didn't see the whole Or Zeruah, which could make a big difference in your psak, perhaps. So the first part they quote this, but then the Or Zeruah goes on, and says. That and it goes back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he instituted Pam Achas Bashana. You should finish the whole parsha every year. Of course, it gets into like, what about the Minig Yerushalmi every 3 years? And did Moshe actually institute that? That you know, how literally you take the Or Zeruah as another shaila, because the Gemara in Baba Kama seems to say Ezra elaborated on it. The Gemara, I think it's Pei Beis in Baba Kama. But either way, let's take the Or Zeruah face value. He says that the mitzvah is, you have to, Pamachas Bashana, so the mitzvah is to make up all, any, to read all the parshios. And what's my proof, he said, that it's not a specific, you know, because what's the issue? Do I say a specific, at the beginning of the year, we set up the calendar, this parsha is strictly for this week. Is that the setup? He says, no, it's not. Because if that's the setup, then, you know, you missed it. He's saying the setup was, it's a yearly, annual setup. And how do I know I'm right, that it's not a particular one in Shavuah? Because what's the halacha we did a couple of weeks ago? We had the Yontav HaShavuos, and it happened to fall out on Shabbos. Yontav Shechol, at least if you in America, not in Israel, or Chutz Laaretz, right? That's why we're a week behind now, because they read the parasha that week, Parashas Naso. We read, yeah, so he says, and what's my raya? When Yontav falls out on Shabbos, what do we do? We just read we don't read the Shabbos leaning. We read the Yontav reading. So it shows that there's no specific week. It shows if Shabbos had to be read on that week, my time is like, what do you mean? But we knew it in the beginning of the year. Well now we do, because we have calendars, that we knew that the date was going to fall on this. So you could say, argue not that way, but I'm just writing what he says. So the Or Zeruah, writes, Yontav Shechol B'Shabbos proves it's Pamachas Bashana, and the effort Or Zeruah concludes that you have to make up during the whole year, you have to make up all the parshios, right? So from the first part of the Or Zeruah, one could argue whether it's just Emor and Behar, but from the rest of the Or Zeruah, he seems to be saying that you have to make up all the parshios. So what we're putting that into practice, that means this Peah Shabbos, we'd have to read from a Yakel Pekudei all the way to Barshas Bahaloscha. So based on the Shita of the original Or Zeruah, because that's what the Rama quotes. The Rama quotes in Shulchan Aruch the Shita is Or Zeruah, as we'll get to. In Bitlu Shabbos Achas, you have to make it up. But the original Or Zeruah seems to imply that you have to make up all the parshias, and he doesn't make any limits. Emor Behar seems to be coincidental. If it was a many parashios, that's what makes much more shtickles because of this. Because he's very, it's unclear from if you only see part of it. So either way, that's the Or. So from the Or Zeruah Shita, that would be the Shita that would say that one has to read all the parashios, and that's the Shita, one of the kolels in Yerushalayim. I think the Eretz Chemda, I know Rabbi Daniel Mann, who I went to, he was in YU with me, and Mora Shakol, he was a little younger, but he writes, you know, they have a long article, and he claims that's the Meikar Hadin is, the many other, he's saying it's not just the Or Zeruah, there are many opinions that say you have to make up all the parshios, and I'll get to when we get to the mice of different gedolim that the Vilna Gaon missed, they say Rav Aaron Kartla missed, Rav Moshe missed, the Chazon Ish, and we'll see what they did in their own lives, but I'll come back to that. So the Shita's original Or Zeruah is you have to go back and read everything. So, and that's what it was. The Minig in many yeshivas, I guess more probably in Eretz Yisrael, or I know in Baltimore, they read, some of the Minyanim read from beginning to end. I don't know, I'm not sure if they read, they might have been started later. I'm just saying for me, it would have been, for us, it would have been Vayakel Pekudei to Balos. This might have been a little less. But either way, so that's the Shita of the Or Zeruah. One would have to make up because Pamachas Bashana, you have to make it up. So again, but I'm not getting into how you make it up. How do you actually do the reading? Let's say Let's say you are going to make it up, buddy, how do you do it? That's a separate discussion. Maybe we'll get to, that'll be our next step if we get to it today. But let's get into what we have to make up, and then we can discuss how we should do it. So that's one. That's the sheet of the Or Zaruah, which the Rama quotes. But many, like the Maharam Mintz, who was also one of he lived, you know, I think it was a couple. I think if the Or Zaruah like was 1200s, he was like 1400s or something. He was a little later. He didn't see the original Or Zaruah. He just saw the quote in the name of the Or Zaruah. I guess the question is what the Rama saw. Which version did the Rama have? But what did he have in mind when he said in Batlu? So either way, the Maharam Mintz learns he didn't see the second part of the Or Zaruah. He quoted, you know, other people quote this, the first part. It was Emor, you missed Emor, and you'd been Behar. So the Maharam Mintz claims you can never read more than two parashios. Why? This Misvara. Why? Because do we ever read more than two parashios ever? No. He says we never read more than... So more than two... Why didn't they set up to read three? Well, they could have set up three. Obviously, three is Tircha de Tzibor. And therefore, you never read more than two. That's his first yisod. And the second yisod is we never read from book to book. We don't mix books. We don't mix Shmos with Vayikra and Bamidbar, which would be a lot, which would be very nogeya, you know, when you started reading Bamidbar. So that's the Maharam Mintz. So Maharam Mintz learns the Rama in Bitlu. It's Dafka. That's what he said. It was this Emor and Bahar. And that's not this coincidental. That's specific. If it was Bahar Bechel Kosai, you wouldn't go back to Emor. In other words, you never read more than two parashas. I guess if last week's parasha was two, the shy is if you just read one of the two. But you can never read three. So that you never could read three parashios, and you never could read from book to book. That's the Maharam Mintz. So within the Rama, so that's how the Maharam Mintz learns it in Bitlu Shabbos Achas. So then you can make up 2 weeks. However, others learn the Rama differently. The Be'er Hagra quotes, you know, he's very cryptic as usual, and he refers you to a Gemara in Brachas, Chavav Amid Beis, or Chavav Amid Aleph, actually. He says, check to answer our question about the Rama, in Bitlu Shabbos Achas, you read the two parashios, he refers you to the Gemara in Brachas, which is talking about what? Tashlumin by Tefillah. The Gemara says if you miss Ma'ariv, you can make it up at Shacharis, Shacharis to Mincha, Mincha to Ma'ariv. So we know that Lachit by Tashlumin is you can never read more than two parashios. Well, that's a shaila. From the Be'er Hagra. He's saying, well, let's put it this way. The Be'er Hagra seems to compare this halacha to Tashlumin by Tefillah. He says it's also Tashlumin by Kriyas HaTorah. Right? That's the Be'er Hagra. So then you have a machlokas in the Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah Be'er Halacha versus others. What's pshat in the Vilna Gaon? How far do we take this connection? So the Be'er Halach Mishnah Berurah seems to take it very seriously and literally. He says it's a din of tashlumin. So therefore what? This is like the halach of tashlumin. You never can make up more than one tefillah. You can only daven two tefillahs. So too, that's what the Rama means. That's what the Maharam Mintz is saying. That you never can read more than two. He might have a different reason, but this is based on the Gra. And if we take the Gra seriously, so what else would come out? And it fits in well with the Lashon HaRama in Bitlu Shabbos Achas, which actually, it wouldn't fit in according to this because, well, it depends how you learn Pshat. But if you take the Gra seriously, so then the Gra would say, what's the lacha by tefillah? The only time you make up tefillah, if you're shogeg or ones, if you're mazed, there's no tashlumin. So it should come out also by davening. So if you dafka didn't do it, so then maybe you can't make it up. If you specifically had an opportunity, you were there and you didn't hear, you know, whatever bitlu means exactly, we'll have to get into that. But so if you intentionally missed it, so then maybe there wouldn't be tashlumin if you take the gra like literally. And then what else would you say in theory? How would you make up the Kriyas HaTorah if the Din Tashlumin? So what do we do by Tashlumin? We do the Chova, and then we do the Nedava. According to that, according to our example, you should read Parshas Emor and then Bahar. I mean, you should read Parshas Bahar and then Emor. Which I'm not sure if the Or, I have to check the lesson of the Or Zaruah if he actually, if he gave the order in there. But So I think the Bir Halacha, only he doesn't go that far. He says, that part's not true. That part we don't take because he wants, maybe it's the din of Kriya Shalol Kaksava, then we're reading it out of order. He claims, based on a Nod Libi Yehuda, you don't read it out of order. So even though he says the comparison to Tashlumin is real, but not in this case. This is an exception. So he says, but the bottom line is, based the way the Bir Halacha learns the Gra, he's saying like the Maharam is, maybe for another reason, but the conclusion's the same. You never read more than two Parshias. At least that's the way, the Magen Avraham quoting the Maharam is. Actually, the Mishnah Berura, then he might quote another understanding, because others learn it differently as well. They say no. And I think actually he might go with the other route, the route I'm about to say. And he says, but other Achronim say, no, it's a guzma. We're not saying, of course, it's like the din of Tashlumin. It doesn't mean, we don't take the strict, what he means is to say is, you have to make up any Kriyas HaTorah you missed. we don't mean it literally, like let's go back to laws of Tefillah and go through every detail. Bittil, Shogeg, one. So according to the second explanation of the Gra, you take it much more liberally, or much more, and you say it's nothing. It's not limited. It's a din of tashlumin, but you don't limit it to two. It's not the same din, and therefore, according to this version that he quotes to the Vilna Gaon, is that no, there's no limit. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever you need to make up, you got to make up, right? That's a and then you run into an issue. Then a further debate. What about the Maharamins about going to another book on that? So let's assume, let's not get into the book issue yet, but let's assume I'm at the end of Parsha Sefer Bamidbar, I'd go back and read the beginning of Bamidbar. I'll avoid the Vayikra issue for now, right? So according to the Or Zaruah, everything, the original Or Zaruah, you go back and do it all. According to the Maharamins version of the Ron, that's in the Magen Avraham Paskins this way, two and that's it. You never do more than two. And also you don't go for different books, we'll get into. And this version of the Bir, so the two versions of the Gra, whether the Gra actually takes Tashlumin literally and only two, or some say no, it's not literally, that you could read them all. That's in the Aruch HaShulchan also. We're not limited in numbers. So then within that shita, you go back to then there's a further debate whether I take the Maharamin seriously about the books or not. So then we're going to see yesh v'yesh. Some will say we go back, but we only go back to the beginning of the, so there's different, so if you go with the Or Zaruah, you go back with everything. And if you take the Maharamin, you only read two parshas. And if you take one version of the Gra, only two. If you take the other version, there's no limit. So then within that, there's no limit within the Sefer, but then out of the Sefer we don't do. That's a further debate, right? So therefore, I mean, so make a big difference if you're on Parshas Naso, it wouldn't be such a debate. You only could go back to Bamidbar according to that. But if you're on Bahaloska, Shlach, or Korach, so then that's when the issue would come up. So that's it. We'll call it the, you know, 2A and 2B. So the first sheet of the Yazaruah is you go back and do everything. Within the second version of the Ramah, because they only saw the first part of the, so the Ma'ara Mintz and the Magen Avraham, you never do more than two. And within the Vilna Gaon, the Be'er Agra, there's a Machlokas, only two, or you could make up all the Parshas, at least if it's in the same Sefer or not. You know, that would be a further debate, yeah. That, right, okay, so those are, so we'll call those are three sheets, you know, it's a fundamental two, but within the second one, you have different, how far do you go in Tashlumin? Right. You know, or maybe, you know, if you want, maybe you could argue, maybe it's not Tashlumin either way, but we'll just assume like that. Then there's the third Shita, the Share Ephraim. Rev Ephraim Zalman Margolius, he wrote a Sefer, you know, in Hilchas Sefer Torah. He's quoted a lot by the Mishnah, you know, he's quoted. So he says a totally different Shita. He says, what's pshat in the case of the Or Zaruah? Again, he seems to be working only with the first version because it wouldn't be clear from if you saw the full version. And then that touches on another fundamental. How does it work, Psak? Do you believe it's based on Mesorah? So even though they didn't have it, so therefore this is what we go with? Or now that we see the assumption is if the only reason they're Paskin this way because they think the Or Zaruah is saying it, then the question is, let's say you find out the Or Zaruah said something else. Obviously it doesn't have to be just based on the Or Zaruah, but that's a separate discussion in terms of how do you work with Misora and do we change things or not. So either way, so the Share Ephraim says like this. He says, in our case, he would say, you just read Parashas Bahaloscha this week. You don't even go back to last week. Why? What about even the Ramah writes, if you missed, you go, even the most minimum shita was you go back one Parsha. Why does he say no? So he says like this, he says, because if you look carefully at the Or Zaruah's case, and it is, what's the case of the Or Zaruah? People gathered together in shul, and for whatever reason, they never got to do Kriyas HaTorah. But our case is we never went to shul. We were home. You know, me being COVID, but other, so he says like this, he says, because what, the Or Zaruah only says to go, at least the shortened version of the Or Zaruah, when does he say you have to go back and make up last week's parasha or maybe all the parashas? When is that? That's only if the shul got together. Because Kriyas HaTorah is a Choves HaTzibor. It's not a Choves HaYachid. And therefore, if the shul, you're right. So according to the Share, if everyone went to shul and they didn't read Kriyas HaTorah, so then maybe they'd be chayev, according to the Share Ephraim, perhaps. Well, you know, we don't know what he would say, how he fits in with the other things of more than two, three, or books. But, you know, putting that aside, according to the Share Ephraim, and I agree, you'd have to read everything. But since it's a Choves HaTzibor, the Tzibor not together, didn't get together, so therefore you do not have to, there's no Tashlumin whatsoever. Because you never, Tashlumin means you missed something, you were chayiv in something and you missed it. You never had, and what's the difference between a Choves HaTzibor and Choves HaYachid? Obviously, you mean some people say you don't need a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah? No, of course not. They said it's a Choves HaYachid, but you only have an obligation when you have 10 people. But it's a personal obligation to go. In fact, as we'll see, that's why Rav Chaim and the Briskers are very makbid on Kriyas HaTorah. He used to go out of his way to get to a minyan. He held, it's a Choves HaYachid. I have to make sure to find 10 people to do Kriyas HaTorah. He agrees I don't do Kriyas HaTorah by myself, but I have to go find the minyan. In other words, so this actually is a major discussion. What is Kriyas HaTorah? Is a Choves HaTzibor? And this seems to be so the Share Ephraim seems to be learning it's a Choves HaTzibor. Perhaps, you know, it depends. Perhaps we could argue the Or Zeruah would hold it's a Chovas HaYochid or not. Depends on what you think the Or Zeruah says. If you hold, you know, if you hold, like, you know, if you, like, the big Or Zeruah. But we'll see. So actually, Rav Soloveitchik used to say he had two grandfathers. His paternal grandfather, who is well known, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, and his maternal grandpa, Rav Elia Feinstein, Rav Moshe Feinstein's uncle. And that's why Rav Soloveitchik was related to Rav Moshe. They were mishpacha. So he used to say his two grandfathers had a totally different derech halimud. They didn't learn in the same derech. But everyone knows what a gaon Rav Chaim, but if he talks about what a gaon his other father, his grandfather was, he was one time he was learning and the candle went out and he just kept on going, like by heart. He kept on reading everything, you know, different. So either way, this is Rav Soloveitchik saying it. So when he was a kid, he spent a lot of time with, I think he spent a lot of time with this maternal grandfather. So one time, the way the Rav Soloveitchik says over the story is, he was going to see his father, his paternal grandfather, Rav Chaim. So his maternal grandfather said to him, you know what? This Rav Chaim, like he's, you know, he has these crazy shitas and stuff. He like, the more makpid, the make, they'll miss tefillah b'tzibur, but they'll do kriyas haTorah. They'll be makpid to go find the minyan for kriyas haTorah. In other words, he thinks it's a chovas hayachid. When you go to your grandfather, tell him there's a Ramban in the Mechamos that says specifically that kriyas haTorah is a chovas haTzibur. The case was, it's a Mishnah Megillah about why isn't Megillah mentioned in the things that require a minyan? Like Kriyas HaTorah is there, Birkas Kohanim. Because why isn't listed in the Mishnah? Because Megillah requires 10, so it requires 10 when you're doing Shalom Bizmana. So the Ramban explains, and others, because you don't need 10 for Kriyas HaMegillah because it's Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. You need 10 because it's Persumei Nisa. So that's why it's not included in the Mishnah. All those things in the Mishnah are a Choves HaTzibur. Megillah reading is a Choves HaYochid. So either way, he says, you're going to show it to the Ramban. You're going to show him the Ramban. I know the way Rav Chaim learns. He's going to dray it around and say that's a Raya for him. So try, you know, and he said to Rav Soloveitchik, I'm from the Yidden Kodim Matan Torah. What he meant to say, Kodim Rav Chaim. He said, I'm like the old Yidden. We used to have a different derech. Rav Chaim changed it around now. Everyone learns, I'm Kodim Matan Torah. That's what he used to say. So he used to trash Rav Chaim all the time to the Rav, you know, in a good, you know, in a positive way or negative, however you want to take it. In fact, this was a brisket thing throughout. Rav Chaim, I think, he wanted to, I think in when they say when he was in Volozhin, he needed a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah. So I guess I think Rav Rafal Volozhin, or Rafal Shapiro, was Rav Chaim's father-in-law, but and then it's Siv's son-in-law. So he went to Rafal Shapiro one time. I need you for 10 for Kriyas HaTorah. So he said something along the line, that's a brisker, that's for bris. We're in Volozhin now. Cut out the Mishugas already. And like, you know, with your Kriyas HaTorah Chovas HaYochid Dre, like we had enough of it. But that was the brisker Rav was very makbid. Look, you know, also getting him in. And Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim used to stop all the time on his trips. He used to run off and get, and Rav Soloveitchik, when he came back, he used to come in from Boston on Tuesday and give shiur Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I'm guessing when he came in on Tuesday, he flew in. So I guess, you know, brisker, I'm assuming he missed tefillah b'tzibur, like he's born to. And what happened was what he did, so after shiur, they daven mincha. So he used to do Well, maybe I'm guessing maybe it was Monday then, because I don't know if he would hold from it on Tuesday or not, because there was no Kriya Satora. So it wasn't Tuesday. It was either Monday or Thursday, whenever it happened. And the baby flew in on a Monday. I don't know. I don't know what the Metzias is, but obviously the case was he flew in, and he didn't make the min. So Minchi said other nine people who haven't heard Kriya Satori. Apparently, it never was a problem to get. And he used to have a minion at Mincha and read Kriya Satora. So even those who assume this Tashchuma by Shabbos. Many assume there's no tashrum and by Sheni v'chamishi, but the briskers disagree and say there is. Well, they just say it's not tashrum and it's the same day. But so therefore the briskers were known, Kriya Sator is a choves hayachid. And so therefore the Shari Ephraim is saying that yisod here. So the briskers would hold you have to go back, obviously, and read. If you hold it's a choves hayachid, so then you'd have to go back. So that's what the Shari Ephraim's yisod is. It's a choves hatzibor, and therefore, of course, you don't have to make it up because you weren't chayev. So we have three or four shittas. Either the shittas you'd read everything, you go back and do it all. You go back, but you only do two, or you go back and do all of them except up until, let's say, you know, you get to the sefer until you change books, and then you have the Shari Ephraim. Who says that you don't do anything? So some paskin you do it all, and that's what some yeshivas do. Others, like Rav Schechter, he writes, he thinks my ikaradin, it's like the Shari Ephraim. So he said the shuls aren't gonna go back. You're not gonna have a 4-hour kriya. But he said, you know, the proper thing is. L'chadchila is that he holds that it's a good idea. If you could find people and do it, he thinks it's a good idea. That one should, you know, because there are many opinions, because number one, the original words are Ruah, and there are opinions that say we're not limited to two. And they don't go for the Mara Mint cutting off the book. So therefore, he thinks it's a good idea. Like, so he says for shuls, just do one. But in yeshivas, he says they're going to read them all. And then in fact, I'll get to the Maisa Shahaya at the end. And then you have some would say you go with the Mara Mins that you read, at least you go back to one parsha. Right? So either you have everything going back to one parsha or going back to a couple, and then you have others who say you don't go back at all. There's no tashlumin whatsoever, the Shari Ephraim, right? So Rav Schechter thinks, so Meikar Adin, you know, shuls will follow the Shari Ephraim. He thinks it's a good, like the Eretz Chemda seems to say that's the Chiyuv. Rav Schechter stops short of it. I also saw Rav Svi Rimon, he also seems to say, like Meikar Adin, like the Shari Ephraim, but he says, it's good to go back, but he says only go back until, like the Mara Mintz. He thinks we accept it with halacha. You don't read two books on the same Shabbos. It's like a kriya shalok k'ksava, whatever. So therefore, he says you go back, but only go back to the, you know, in our case, only go back to the beginning of Amidba, which wouldn't be that many. And then you have the Shari Ephraim. So Rav Asher Weiss, he thinks the Shari Ephraim is his case really was it was an outdoor minyan and it was Tazri. His case, the one he was asked, was a case where it was a double parsha. So the bottom line, and all his rayas, the bottom one, the really main thing was the one, he says you have the Shari Ephraim, and he says it's not so simple, you can go back. And therefore he thinks, perhaps you're getting into a suffix bracha levatala. He doesn't think you can't just see. This is another machlok is him and Rav Schechter. Rav Schechter, Rav Asher Weiss thinks you don't have a right. You can't do a hosaf anytime you want. Rav Schechter sheet is, as I said, if you like, you're always a hosaf. It means two things. Either means You just cut the Aliyahs into 10, or you could even take out another Torah and read what you want. That's what I'm saying. So within the Shita of reading everything, some would say you just go back and you start reading from Vayakel Pekude and keep on going. Rav Schechter might hold that you read the Parsha Shavua, and then you take out another Sefer Torah and you do Chatzi Kaddish, you read the Maftar, and then you go back and read all the Parshiyos you missed. So he holds in fact Rav Schechter says you can make it up over a bunch of weeks. You could do two every week if you want. Read the Parsha Shavua, and then go back and read one Parsha at a time. Not everyone says you could, and he says to do it at the end. So Rav Asher Weiss doesn't think you have an option, so he thinks there is a harm of going back. So he would just say, go with the Shari Ephraim, and that's it. And even if you're in yeshivas. And then, and also there's another meta halacha reason why. Even if you would hold maybe l'chadchila, you should read all the parashas. It's another factor here. It's COVID-19. It doesn't make any sense. We're going to start from Shochein Ad. We're going to do a Chatzi Kedusha. We're going to cut out all the Kadeshim, whatever. But then you're going to spend 2 hours on Kriyas HaTorah. So for COVID-19, there's a meta halacha why you don't want to do it. That's not besides the machokis, in general, but then there's another factor to take into consideration. So that we do as well. So I'll just quote you a couple of mitzvahs. So I think most shuls are going to be going into following the Shari Ephraim. That they're going to just go back, but some might go back and read two parashios or go back to the beginning of Bamidbar. I'd say most would just read the Shari Ephraim, but some might go back one. But I'll give you a couple of mitzvahs shahayas. They say the Vilna Gaon, he missed a bunch of parashas, even though in the Be'er HaGra he quotes the Ta, but others quote in the mice in the other Gra, whatever the, I forget the name of his other, they quote the Minhagim, the students quote the Gra. I'm going blank on his Sefer, on the Minhagi HaGra, but they quote in there that the Gra, he missed a bunch of parashios. He was either put in jail, Maisa with the Hasidim. And when he came out, he asked them if they could go back and read all the parashios. So let me point out, it's a little different also, because it's only he just missed it. Not everyone else. But he read all the parashios. Another Maisa Shahaya with the Chazon Ish. He also, a Maisa in 1948, pre-Medina, I guess he was protesting Jewish stores being open on Shabbos, and you weren't allowed to protest, and he probably got arrested. Again, Ma'aseh Shahaya, the Chazon Ish made up more than two parashas. Whatever the parashas he missed, he read Betzibor that week. Right? Another Ma'aseh Shahaya, Rav Aaron Cutler. They say one week he missed, I guess he was away, he missed. So normally, he wasn't a Kohen, and usually a Kohen, but he took the first Aliyah. I'm just making up the part, I don't know what Parsha was. But let's say this week he took the first Aliyah, and he read the whole Parsha's Naso, and he read to the beginning of Bahaloscha. Yeah, and then he went with the Dinah Gemara that the Talmud Chacham takes over a Kohen. He didn't go, right. That's what I'm saying. See, the Rav Asher Weiss issue is he says only if you have, if you're going to split up the parashas 3 and 3, so if you end up, the first three Aliyahs might be Levatola. So I don't understand. So just do what Rav Aaron Cutler did then, and you would avoid that issue, according to Rav Asher Weiss. Like, it's only if you split it up like Mechubarim, and Rav Schechter says it's not a problem anyway. And then you have a Maisa with Rav Moshe. See, Rav Moshe shrugs up everything. He says, apparently, if I recall correctly, he was in the hospital and he missed Parshas Bahar Bechukosai, and he came back by Midbar. So he had them read everything, Bamidbar and Bahar Bechukose. So obviously he didn't go with the Maharam Mint. So that shrugs up everything. Like So there could have just been a Midas Chasidus. He wouldn't necessarily, but the bottom line, he did it, shows he's not worried about reading two different books. Yeah, so therefore that's what it comes out. There'll be different Minhagim. But I'd say most Jews will probably disread the parasha. So I was just thinking of another Shiloh you might have. I don't mean you, but people who daven in outdoor minyanim and don't have a sefer Torah. So the question is, how does that fit in? Does that mean you got together and you didn't read, and therefore it was a chovas hatzibor that maybe you have to make up? I'm just saying, is like you said, you read this week without a Torah, right? So I'm just saying one could argue then with that maybe the Shari Ephraim would agree if we assume that way, or you could argue that basically, but that this isn't you're in on it, like this isn't a regular minyan. I think someone asked, what I heard was, I don't know what the case was, someone asked Rabbi Willig this question. And he thought you don't have to make up. So my question was, why? Either because according to the Shari Ephraim, the only reason not to make up is the Shari Ephraim. So again, he's assuming this wasn't a chova. Because actually the Shari Ephraim writes, even within the Shari Ephraim. Oh yeah, so other posts can talk about this also. Oh yeah, Rav Asher Weiss has one of his. He says because many people had outdoor minyanim before they went to indoor minyanim, but he said if Rov had Tzibor defined as, and even the Eretz Chemda would agree to it, that if Rov had Tzibor defined as most people davening and that already heard Kriya Sado, then you wouldn't have to read all the parashas again. So anyway, you're only one person anyway. So it wouldn't go by you, it would go by, and when you come back, it's going to come, when you go back to Yeshua, whenever it opens, it's going to depend on people in Yeshua. So I guess that's what I heard, right? Willig said no. I'm just saying, one could argue, yes, you could argue maybe this isn't really considered a minyan kavu, it's not shayach if you don't have a sefer Torah. But you did get together, so one could debate that issue, but it would come back to what shore you're going to, right? Any questions?